Well, it took me a couple of days really to figure out what I was feeling. I think this caught a lot of us by surprise because we tend to think that we've come a long way in terms of awareness and inclusivity. And to see something like this happen within our community, it's really disappointing and it's really heartbreaking. So it took me a couple of days to really figure out how I was feeling. And after a conversation with my son, you know, it became apparent that there's so much more to this that can be told. Yes, you know, the burning of the pride flag was really disappointing, but that's just the actions of one or two individuals. It's the outpouring of the love from the community that we need to focus on. And this is what I wanted to get across. I know that for young people who are struggling with their identity, you know, especially at that age of school, they're struggling with their identity and they need to feel safe and loved and supported. So my focus was on reaching these young people and let them know. My focus was reaching the people who this act of hate was intended to intimidate, and to let them know that they are loved and they are supported and that this is their community. When I wrote the post, I'm not sure how to put in words.
It did deeply impact you. Tell us your personal connection that really felt that this needed to be said to the youth of Mount Pearl and beyond.
As the mother, the very proud mother of a gay son, I felt it. I felt it in my heart. And I needed to reach out and let it be known that this is not acceptable. But instead of focusing on the negative, our community has come a long way. And ironically, this proves it. Just the fact that the outpouring of love and support on Facebook, the outcries of people saying it's not right, the hurt and the comments that are on social media, that in itself is what we need to focus on, because that shows that we've come a long way. That shows that, yes, there has been progress made in inclusivity, and that's what we need to focus on.
What did you say to your son, or what did your son say to you?
He was really disappointed that it happened in his home community. And like he said, you know, this happened a little while ago in Springdale when the students in Springdale wanted a crosswalk and they were turned down. So it does happen and it does exist. But the point is to focus on how far we have come. You know, this happens, but it doesn't happen as much as it used to. So it's a step further, and this in itself proves just the outpouring from the communities, the outpouring from the people and the residents and the love. This shows how far we've come, and that far outweighs any negativity from this particular act of violence.
Ultimately, it's provided an opportunity for the people of Mount Pearl to take stock and open the discussion.
You know, in Mount Pearl, we've always been very open. We have more than one Pride crosswalk. We have our flags. We have a lot of focus on our Pride Week, and we are proud. So this gives an opportunity for people to be aware that the hate can still exist, but we come together as community and overcome that and overpower that with the love and the community support that we have. I just want everybody in the city, everybody, every resident, to know that they matter and that this is their community. To those who this was targeted to intimidate, to stand strong and be you. And for everybody, just to be you and be loved and be part of this wonderful community.